Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A 27-year-old Warminster man will spend the rest of his life in prison after a jury finds him guilty of first-degree murder for killing his ex-girlfriend outside her West Conshohocken home minutes after she broke up with him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports from the Montgomery County Courthouse.
It took the jury 45 minutes to find 27-year-old Michael Dutkowitz guilty of first-degree murder for shooting and killing 25-year-old Alyssa Wiest outside her home on Moorhead Avenue in West Conshohocken around 12:30 a.m. on May 18th. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says it was clearly first-degree murder.
She ran for her life, and he followed her out of the house and shot her two times. One paralyzed her, knocking her to the ground, and as she laid prone on the ground, he put a fifth bullet in her head.
Alyssa's father, Kurt Weiss, says his daughter was a superstar who touched so many lives, and the family started a foundation in her name. She was a microbiologist at GSK, and the foundation will support women in STEM careers.
It changed her life. Her education in the STEM field changed her life, and likewise, we want to change lives of others just like her.
Dutkowitz showed no emotion as the guilty verdict was read. First-degree murder carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.